318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about, for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning, December 3rd, if you're just getting started. It's 7:36 a.m. Central Standard, 8:36 Eastern. And we want to remind you that if you want to connect with Team OPT, you can do so at our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you, once again, can go to our website, www.onpointcxmas.com, or simply phone us, 318-445-5658. We'd love to connect with you, and that's how you can do it. Now, as we get our Tuesday morning started, I was going to say our Monday morning started, but we have passed the momentum of Monday morning. We hope that you're carrying your momentum every single day. You know what? We've decided that Monday is just not enough momentum. We need momentum throughout the week. So we hope that you have it this morning as you're traveling in, getting the kids ready for school, getting on your way. Remember, always, school buses, school kids, and school zones. You know they're in effect until 9 a.m. We're going to say it every single morning that kids are in school, that school buses are rolling, and that you're trying to get there, and many of us trying to get our kids there as well. And what we ask you is, as you're traveling in, not to get distracted by mobile devices, by all of the things that can distract us in the morning, but to make sure that we're watching out for kids that are standing many, many times unattended at school bus stops. Make sure that you're watching out for our school buses. Our school bus drivers do an incredible job, whether you know it or not, whether you have a child that rides the bus or not. We see them every single morning, watching out for kids, doing what they do to make sure that kids get on and off buses safely. So why don't you help by slowing down? Why don't you help by giving yourself enough time to get there safely? And those school zones, well, you already know. Those school zones are flashing for a reason. It doesn't mean speed up through the school zone. It means that you got to slow down, help the crossing guards, help our resource officers make sure that traffic runs smoothly, that kids that are needing to cross can cross. And I know sometimes it can be an inconvenience. Today is only Tuesday. Everybody's still trying to get back into the routine of having kids back in school. We had that week off, and many of us get spoiled. But what we have decided at the Christmas house is that if we plan at night, and we get our stuff together at night, and there's always going to be one person that's not going to do it. But you know what we say, progress instead of perfection. Get your stuff together at night, create a plan, and that way it helps you to get out of the door easily and comfortably. So if that's you and you're started this morning, as always, sometimes you just have to do this. Sometimes you just have to stop, not necessarily physically stop, but mentally just make a stop and take a deep breath and just say to yourself, I'm okay. It's okay. It's going to be okay. And take that deep, deep breath, relax yourself, and just get ready for the day. And I'm telling you, when you start mentally getting ready for the day in the morning and you begin to speak into existence what you expect to have, it just makes your day better. And I'm going to tell you, there's always going to be things, there's always going to be forces that are going to come against you, that your morning is going to start off and you're going to say, well, this is the way my day is going to go. And you can make a decision and you can say, absolutely not. I declare that today is going to be a great day and this is going to be a great week. Let me just remind you that Daryl's Auto Service is always on point, serving Central Louisiana and surrounding areas for more than 35 years. And let me tell you, whatever it is that your vehicle is in need of repair of, Daryl's and his team will find it. They will give you exactly what you need. You can feel comfortable knowing that. But most importantly, ladies, you can go into Daryl's Auto Service and you can feel safe. He's got an incredible team, and this is what you can do. You can simply phone 318-443-5741, and you can say, when's the best time for me to bring my vehicle in? It's doing this, this, and this, and I guarantee you, the expert team at Daryl's Auto Service will figure it out, they'll fix it, and they'll fix just what needs to be fixed. So you don't even have to worry about the trickery and deception. You can feel safe at Daryl's Auto Service. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. I love, love, love my beautician. I love, love, love Be Unique Hair Salon. And I believe that it is the absolute best place for healthy hair, for great style, and for just great conversation. Every time I go into the beauty salon, I come out just a little bit different. My hair this time is a little bit different, and my thinking is a little bit different. And I want to share with you that Nora has a new hair treatment. It is her grease. And you know, I was thinking about it as I was talking about it the other day. It's a scalp treatment. And she was telling me the story, because I love to hear stories. And she was telling me the story of how the grease evolved, how it happened. And she said that there was this lady that was, her hair was just, it was completely gone in the top of her head. And so she decided that she would make this grease. But I said, well, how did you just decide to make this grease? She said, oh, well, my grandmother used to make it years and years ago. And she used to use it on her hair. But it is the most delightful scalp treatment that you can find. It's light. It feels wonderful on your scalp. And it smells absolutely beautiful. But more than that, it absolutely works. Now, you can phone Nora Clayton and her team for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204, and say, how can I come in and just have you assess my hair? Because, ladies, what we think is we think we know what we want with our hair. We think we know. And we have all these ideas of what we want to have happen, but we really don't think it all the way through. And that's why it is great to have a professional that really understands hair, that understands what you need and what's going to work for your particular hair. Y'all, it's Tuesday morning. You're on Point, the official OPT network. It's 7:43 a.m. Central Standard, 8:43 Eastern. And let me tell you, we are counting down Christmas. And I'm going to tell you how many days, how many hours, how many minutes, and how many seconds until Christmas right after this. Stay on Point, everybody. We're back right after this. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about, for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. We know that you're started already. It's 7:51. We're almost at the top of the hour. It's Tuesday, December the 3rd, and can you believe it? We're already counting down Christmas, and every single day, DC and I ask ourselves, where in the world did the year go? It has flown by. Well, as we are on the countdown to Christmas, there's 21 days, 16 hours, DC, 8 minutes, and 33 seconds until Christmas. I'm telling you, it's getting just that close. And this morning, as we were traveling in, dropping young David Christmas off for school, and we would encourage all of our parents to do the same thing. You know what? Kids had to get back in the routine, but we want them to finish strong. Midterms are going to be coming up in the next couple weeks, and so we've got to encourage our kids to be the best that they can be so that we can all have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas holiday. Now, switching gears, my goodness, DC, the Saints and the Seahawks. What in the world happened last night? The Seattle Seahawks pulled out the can. They pulled it out early. And, I mean, it was just hard to watch. Two powerhouse teams, we thought it would have at least been a better game. Russell Wilson last night was absolutely phenomenal. He completed 22 of 30 passes. He finished with just astronomical numbers. And he threw for 310 yards, three touchdowns. And the Saints just did not generate any offense last night. What in the world happened to the Saints? This was Monday Night Football. This was billed as really an incredible game of the week, but it was lackluster, to say the very least. And one of the things that we talked about last night, DC, were the corners for the Saints. And they just didn't cover. They just didn't get the job done last night. And Russell just picked them apart in every area of the game. I mean, he just literally had his way. You know, I said to myself as I was watching the game, is it the comfort of playing in the warmth of the dome? Was it the weather? What happened to Drew Brees, DC, and the Saints last night?
It looked like they just didn't show up, Mother.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, they had 7 points. They normally get piles of points.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say that their secondary is just not that good. It just seems like last night they just weren't on it. I mean, and you know, in football, and when you have these long seasons like this, mm-hmm. you just have some nights where it just doesn't come together. You know, I don't think they're a bad team or they got beat up on them. They just had a bad night
mm-hmm.
last night. And because I think they have a really good football team.
And so what do you say about Russell Wilson? He just showed up and showed out last night.
Oh, he's been hot since last year when he was a rookie.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just been – he hasn't – now, you know, when you look at San Francisco, Colin Kaepernick and RG3, mm-hmm. they all came in together, and the big guy for –
Carolina?
No, the Colts, Indianapolis Colts.
Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
They all came in sort of hot,
mm-hmm.
and it's like that sophomore season sort of caught up to him,
mm-hmm.
but not Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I mean,
he was
phenomenal. I mean,
yeah, he's got a chip on his shoulder because you know he's only 5'10 or something like that.
Oh, he's a shorter quarterback. Well, he did his job last night. I mean, he threw for 310 yards, three touchdowns. The Seattle Seahawks became the first team to clinch a spot in the NFC playoffs with their victory over the Saints last night, 34-7, and. You know, this was really sort of a battle for that home field advantage. And so the pundits are saying now that certainly Seattle will have that. They move up to 11-1. New Orleans moves to 9-3. Carolina 9-3. And so, you know, who do you think, DC? I guess it's really too early to tell, but we still have a lot of football left. But last night it was just like, wow, what happened to the cornerbacks last night? Where were they? They just seemed to not be able to cover last night. They just didn't get the job done. And you know, you just hate that on Monday Night Football.
Oh, you hate to see that happen. But I'm going to tell you, Carlette, in the football world, it's better that that happens now instead of a playoff game.
Mm.
I mean, because, you know, something like that can happen in the playoffs and your season's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to be a contender in the playoffs. So, you know, a lot of times what will happen is you'll get one of these hot teams like the Seattle Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
They lose in the first round. Mm. It happens to Atlanta all the time. They get a bye, they come in, they lose. Mm.
Now, this is what the pundits are saying about the Saints. They're saying that they're just not an outdoor team, especially late in the season. What do you think about that? You think that's truth, or you think that's, eh?
Well, I think it's a tad bit of truth to all that stuff, Carlette, but I do believe that, you know, for some reason, whatever the reason was, they just weren't prepared to play last night. When you look at the fact that they normally put up 25-plus points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Drew Brees is a point machine.
Yes.
You know, and they've got a lot of good receivers. It just seems like they had a bad night to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been having some good games. They had only lost two games.
Right.
And losing 3 to 5 games in the NFL is just, that's normal. I mean, that's not a, you know, these, like, for instance, what you're going to see probably in the long run,
mm-hmm.
you're going to probably see that the Seattle Seahawks they're going to probably take, you know, I don't really see them just finishing all the way through the playoffs and winning the Super Bowl. I just can't see it.
You can't see it?
No.
Well, Drew Brees threw 23 of 38 for only 147 yards. So it was really a dismal, dismal night for him. Graham only caught for 42 yards. And Darren Sproles, you know, he led the Saints with 7 catches.
Now, Carla, I don't know. You know, I know when we used to go snow skiing up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
When we used to get there, remember this?
Yes.
We couldn't breathe.
Yeah. The altitude is so high.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if Seattle has that high altitude. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
But that could, sometimes that could, you know, a lot of teams go up to the Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm. The high country.
They start experiencing shortness of breath because of that high altitude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Seattle's like that, but a lot of times that kind of thing can have you lagged. And you just don't show up because you just can't get going. And sometimes, you know, coming from this, you know, where we are here with so much humidity,
and then
air being so much different than the air up in the mountains, you know, it could be something like that. But last night was just not that. That is not who the Saints are.
Mm-hmm.
They just have a much better team. What we saw is that nobody showed up.
I know. Defense
or the offense. No, a lot of times. If Drew, let's say Drew will have a game where he only gets 16 points, then the defense will show up.
Right.
Right? And they won't let the other team get the 14. Or vice versa, where the offense scores 40 points or 38 points and the other team gets 35.
Mm-hmm.
So the defense may not show up, but you see where I'm going with it?
Absolutely.
It's just one of those nights where nobody showed up.
And it just didn't look like
the same football team. And I think, you know, it's just better to have that happen to you now.
And I think that point is well taken.
But you can't really tell that to the Saints fans because they don't want to lose anything.
Oh, they were despondent. They were despondent.
Oh, they were, yeah.
You had some people texting you, and they just they were just despondent, literally.
Oh, they were just hot.
And then this is when I really got concerned, when the Saints went 3-and-out for their first possession, and they could not. I mean, Seattle's defense was so tough last night. They just getting a first down was almost, it almost seemed impossible. The running game for New Orleans just was not happening last night. And it just, you know, you hate to see it, but, you know, this is what we rush home for on Monday nights, to see the big games, to see the big plays. And you got to give it up to Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. They were incredible last night. They just, it's one of those nights where You just can't do any wrong. Everything that they did just looked amazing, and they went on to win 34-7. They clinched their playoff spot, and so it's going to be interesting to see what happens, and it's going to be interesting to see how deep they go, and it's going to be interesting to see how well they play. If they continue at this level of play, then, you know, they're going to be contenders, DC, if they continue
at this level. And I think Russell is just hot right now. I think you're right. I think he's got the attitude. I think he's got the swag. I think he feels like he has something to prove. And, you know, he did that last night. I mean, he was just on point. So if you're a Saints fan, we say, you know what, we live to fight another day. And we're going to just continue to see what happens. And this is the time of the year that you love, 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 because anything can happen. Anything is possible. Anybody can lose. And that's really, I guess that's the joy of football. And we saw it this weekend with Bama and Auburn. You know, you just, the unexpected, it will just happen in football. You know, sometimes we think, you know, in high school and junior high school, it's kids and who shows up. But I think that's on every level of the game. It just depends on who shows up. It just depends on who wants it more. And last night, Seattle absolutely dominated. They said, you will not beat us in our house. And, you know, they just absolutely disciplined the Saints last night. And that's really all you can say about that. So, you know what? We live to fight another day. And changing gears. You know, I was reading, I'm loving, loving, loving Chicken Soup for the Soul, because there are always great lessons, DC, in Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I think that this is a lesson that we can all take to heart this morning. And one of the stories said this. It says, there's two things not to worry about. And the author of this small quote says, worry is a misuse of imagination. Dan Zandra said that. He says, in my life, I have found that there are two things about which I should never worry. First, I shouldn't worry about the things I can't change. Now, how many of us are traveling in or sitting in our car listening, and you are absolutely worried about things that you absolutely cannot change, but somehow we think, and I was having this conversation with my sister just this past weekend, sometimes we just think that if we worry, it's going to make it better, or it makes us more engaged, or we just seem to be more concerned. Well, the author says, if I can't change them, worry is certainly the most foolish and useless thing that I can do. Then he says, second, I shouldn't worry about things that I can change. Wow. He says, if I can change them, then thinking and taking the action will accomplish far more than wasting the energies in worry. He says, besides, it is my belief that 9 times out of 10, worrying about something does more danger than the thing itself. Give worry its rightful place, and its rightful place is out of your life. And I know it is so easy to say. It's one of those things that we say is easy, but how do we say? It's simple, but it's not easy. It's a simple concept, but it's not easy. But you know what? If you're traveling in this morning, or you're sitting at your computer and you're listening, worry is not going to change anything, especially those things that you can't worry about, that you can't change, and even those things that you can change. And what that shows me is that it's really very paradoxical. We worry even if we can't change, and we worry even if we can change. And either way, worry is a useless emotion, one that many of us have taken on and have believed that there is some power in worry. And we're here to say, you know what? Don't worry. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage can help you to qualify. If you're a first-time homeowner, if you're refinancing, or if you're just wanting to invest, and here's what you can do. You can phone 318-561-8020. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Leesville, Alexandria, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. McDonald's of Pineville and UDB Insurance. It's how you can successfully navigate the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins is on point to help you with a free consultation, and you can simply phone him at 318-445-9359. the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, Davis One Stop in Cheneyville. It's the best stop. It's the freshest meat. It's the best service. It is the best people. If you're traveling north or south on 71, Davis One Stop, or if you're in Cheneyville, Davis One Stop. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Hey, everybody, it's 6 minutes after 8 a.m. You're on point, the official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
House, she's a brick. House. She's night to my tag. Just letting it all hang out.
Oh, yeah. If that doesn't give you some momentum on this Tuesday morning, I don't know what does. It's 12 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:12 Eastern. Today is Tuesday, December the 3rd, and you're on point. 21 days, D.C., 15 hours, 47 minutes, and 35 seconds.
Yeah!
Until Christmas.
Season.
Oh, yeah. We have dubbed this the Thankful Zone. You know what? Every day should be a day of thankfulness and thanksgiving, not just on the day that we celebrate Thanksgiving. And I hope that you ponder that as you're traveling in. And we wanted to share this article with you this morning. It's called Seven Lessons from a Guy Who Spent His Entire Life Working at the Same Job. And the reason why I started pondering this concept in this article is because I was talking to a friend. And she was so downtrodden with her job and where she was and in this season. And she said, you know, in the mornings, before I'm getting ready to go to work, sometimes I just sit and cry before I head into work. And so I started wondering about the secrets of those people who just simply love what they do and those people who it just becomes drudgery. And what we understand is this. We're always talking about entrepreneurship and people living their dream. But what we understand is that if you, and hate is such a strong word, but if you very, very much dislike where you are, it's not just that easy to walk out of that place. It's a process. It's a journey. It's a season of learning. Sometimes, you know, you have to be in a place that's uncomfortable, that makes you feel like it's drudgery, that you sort of sometimes look like you're watching the grass grow. I mean, it's just not where you want to be. But I said to my friend that I think everybody at some point has been in a place in their life that maybe they just didn't want to be. And the guy that wrote this article, he is probably the exception and maybe not the rule. But as we have come into doing what we do, I just understood his zeal and his zest for doing what he does and loving it. And that's why we can come in to the studio on Thanksgiving and on Christmas and on holidays, because we absolutely love spending our mornings with you, and it's just not work. And this is what the article said. It says that these days, the high turnover rates are the new normal. And it's happening at many, many companies. And according to the U.S. Labor Department, many people hold at least, get this, 10 different jobs between the ages of 18 and 40. This, they say, is staggering. The statistics are staggering. And some people say that they stay at their jobs for their entire work lives, and others feel the need to jump ship, to just move on, to move to other stations, to move to other things. And so they talked to this longtime journalist. He's a sports journalist. We love sports. We love, love, love sports. His name is Tony Graham, and he's 69 years old. And he was asked the question about how he was able to stay put, but not just stay at the job, but to be happy. He was at a station for almost 45 years, and he just retired this past August. And I said, what an incredible conversation for a lot of people that are driving in or that are sitting at their desks. We're starting a new year, and you're contemplating if you're going to be one of those people that is going to hold yet another job, looking and seeking for that place of happiness, that place of peace. But I think jobs are just like anything else. They're like churches. They're like organizations. They're like groups. There's always going to be something that you don't like about it. And he says, when you love your work, you never have to work a day in your life. And for us, that is absolutely, unequivocally so true. When you love your work, it just doesn't feel like work. And he said he loved going to work every day and getting to do what he was doing. He said, I cared about the teams I covered. I cared about the games. You know, he just cared. And when you care about what you're doing, when you love it, you bring a certain vigor, a certain zeal, a certain zest. And so this morning, if you're contemplating moving into the new year and you're saying, you know what, I'm not happy. The job has become drudgery. I think you have to go into that place and you have to find that thing. You have to go into the birthing room and you have to find that thing that you believe that you were built to do, that you were called to do. And then you have to start little by little, because life is absolutely too short to be unhappy going to a place, being in a situation with people that you don't like every single day. And this friend said to me, she said, you know, I'm so uncertain. I feel such anxiety. I feel no peace. And I said to her, you know, I have been there. I think we've all been there, where we've been in a place where we just, the season was over. And I think that is the best indicator that your season, your time there is over. And so you have to start looking toward the next thing. But what prevents us from looking toward the next thing is fear. Sometimes we're relegated into staying in the misery that we know and that we have come to accept. Not love, but that we know and have come to accept. And I said to her, since you have to be at this place that you really don't want to be, you have to find the good in it. And sometimes you go to work and you really just cannot stand the people that you work with, i.e. your boss. And I said, when that happens, because it happened to me, I understood completely that it was a test for me, not for my boss, but it was a test on how I would handle that situation. And when you have the word abiding in you, and this is an opportunity where we go to church, we're there every time the doors open, many people. But then when you go to work and then you get into other situations, you forget to use what is abiding in you, i.e. the word. So I said to her, why don't you just put the word to work? And when you don't know what to do, and when your boss makes you feel so small and so unworthy and so unsmart, you know how people can do that to you? They could just make you feel so small. I'm hearing something in my ear. Are you hearing that? They can make you feel so small that it's like, it's like, wow. Then you start to doubt yourself. Then your self-esteem starts to diminish. And then you start to fall deeper into anxiety, deeper into a place of unpeacefulness. And I said to her, I said, when this happened to me, this is what I did. I just started to honor the person that was treating me so horribly bad, not just in front of my peers, but in front of others. I said, it would have been easy for me to curse her out. Yes, that saved, sanctified woman. See, that old woman still wants to rear up. She's still there. You know, she's just suppressed, and she's waiting for the opportunity to come out. But I said, I made a decision. And it was a tough decision, especially when you feel so demeaned. And it's just tough. And what I said to her is that those people that are trying to make you feel that way, it's because they have issues of their own. And they're putting their issues onto you. But if you just try to remain, and I know it's so tough. And I said to her, I'm telling you this from a place of being now in a place that I love when I come to work, that it's not work. What DC and I do is not work. But we have been in those situations where drudgery just ruled the day, where the first thing that came out of our mouths was, it's not going to be a great day. This is horrible. You know, every negative adjective that you can consider. But then we got sort of a check that we would never move into the next thing until we had conquered this thing, until we had mastered it, mastered that feeling of dis-ease, feeling uncomfortable, not being necessarily happy. And then you ask yourself if you can be content, if you can do what the word says, if you can be content right where you are. And it's not until there was a certain sense of mastery of being in that place of not feeling enough, not feeling smart enough, not feeling worthy enough, not feeling appreciated enough, not feeling all of those things that you want to feel at your job, not feeling joyful to see your customers or the people that you work with. But it's when you can step over that hurdle and you can say, despite it all, despite the arrogance of my boss, despite the fact that he doesn't value me, I can still honor him. Not in a condescending way, not with sarcasm, but I can get the job done just as he wants it done. And if I fall short, then you know what? I will work harder to find out what that person wants. And that person doesn't necessarily have to value you, but what you can't lose is the value in yourself. And I said to her, I said, remember the concept of light and dark. When you have the light abiding and living in you, then the darkness doesn't want that. I said, and what you have to remember is that it is not your boss, but indeed a principality working through your boss to get you to stop making those confessions, to make you lose your joy, to make you unhappy, to make you dread coming in every day. And so if that's you this morning, I would say to you, you know what? Pull yourselves up by the bootstraps. And I said to her, and I'm saying it to you, and this is why I'm sharing it with you guys this morning, is because when you get in this really, really tight spot where you feel so unhappy, so stressed, so anxious, so uneasy, we believe that breakthrough is on the other way, on the other side, or it's on the way. And I said to her, I said, guess what? If you don't stand and make it through, you'll never get to the other side. See, we want the breakthrough, but we don't want a breakthrough, if that makes sense. We want the breakthrough, but we don't want the pain of what breakthrough consists of. So if that's you this morning, I would say grab up your momentum and do something different. Let me just say, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Legacy Floral Designs. Let me tell you something. If you're looking for great designs for the holidays, if you're looking for just that table accessory, that table floral that is beautiful, that smells like Christmas, if you're looking for something exquisite or something simple, Alan Bryant at Legacy Floral Designs has a design for every occasion. He's located at 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or you can phone him and you can just describe to him what you want. And he is such a creator that he will make it happen and you will have a design that you are absolutely proud of. And here's the number, 318-321-1991. 321-1991. Also, Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't. Walker Wheel, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. And then we encourage you to get to a better state for all of your home, auto, and life insurance with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. Here's the number, 318-487-1881. Also, get wired satellites. No time not to have the channels that you require, the channels that you want, the best games, the best channels, the best discounts, Jeremy Clary and his team, plus HD, HD for life. Here's the number, 318-767-2220. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's Tuesday. It's 826, and this is the official OPT Network. Got to get a break, but we're back right after this.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's healthcare services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Oh boy, that one takes you way back, huh? And the beat goes on. Hey everybody, it's 8:35. AM Central Standard, 935 Eastern. You're on point, the official OPT network. And that's exactly what we got to do. The beat has got to keep going on and on and on. And as we have created the thankful zone, what we have decided is that, you know what? We're going to look for things to be thankful about. We're going to teach our kid how to look for things to be thankful about. And if you're traveling in this morning and you're saying, woe is me, and you may even be justified in saying, woe is me, I would tell you right now, kick your own self in the pants and say, you know what? I have so much to be thankful for. And the beat goes on. You know what? No matter what happens, the beat never stops. It keeps going and going and going, even when you want to stop. You got to keep going, and you've got to find that thankful zone. You have to find that place of thankfulness. If there's only one thing that you can be thankful about, maybe you can just be thankful that you have a job to go to this morning. You may not love it. You may absolutely hate it. But you know what? It helped to pay the bills. It helped to put food on the table. It helped to put a roof over your head. And you know what? Those are at least three or four things that you can be thankful for. And as I finish up what the author said in his article, he said, you know what? Sometimes your job can save your life. And you don't even know it. It's about being in the right place, being in the place that you're supposed to be at. And it's a distraction in many cases. Sometimes we have to go to work, even if we don't like it, to get away from the things that distract us. And so he said for him, in many cases, that was life-saving. And the last thing that he said, and that I want to leave you with, because I know as we're ending the year, we're only 21 days from Christmas, 15 hours, 22 minutes, 27 seconds. We will be ushering in a new year. And in the new year, people are going to be talking about all of the changes that they want to make. And for a lot of people, that's going to be changing your career. It's going to be changing your position or your station in life. And the author of the article says this. He says, when you do that, when you're unhappy, and even if you are happy at where you are, at your job or your career, he said you should always leave on your own terms. In other words, you know if the axe is dangling over your head. You can feel it. I mean, you just know. You know when it's time to go. And so you don't want to have someone ask you to leave, or better yet, someone tell you to leave, getting fired. You want to set yourself in a position where you can leave on your own terms, and you can leave in the best standing that you can leave in. And the only way to do that, especially if this new season means that you've got to leave, you want to leave with things in order. You want to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You want to make sure that you are submitting to the authority that is over you. And sometimes that's challenging, especially if you don't think that person qualifies. You think they're too young. You think they don't know anything. You think, well, I forgot what you know. That's how much more I know than you. But you know what? It's a hierarchy. It is a place of being where you are and accepting where you are. And until you get into some acceptance, and until you learn those lessons, and that's what I was saying to my friend, until you really learn those lessons that are out there, and let me tell you, I'm talking from real experience. You know when you're at a place where you could just scream when you've got to go there, and you just don't want to be there. But what I kept getting in my spirit was this. Until you settle down, until you learn the lessons that are here for you to learn, you're never going to move to the next thing. I don't care how badly you want it. I don't care how much you've set up for it. Sometimes you have to be in a place of discomfort to learn those lessons. It's like birthing. Birthing is not easy. It's certainly not comfortable. The process of birthing is not comfortable. But guess what? In order to birth, you got to go through. You got to go through the process. And so if you're in your process this morning, I want you to find your thankful zone. I mean, you're probably saying, oh, Carlette, that's easy for you to do. Even though we love what we're doing, we still have challenges. We still have tough days. We still have disappointments. We still have things, you know, everything doesn't go right every day. We still have challenging people that we have to deal with. But you know what? In that, what we have decided is to find what we're thankful about, not just on Thanksgiving, but daily. If you just do it today, find something that you can feel thankful about. And then you can start to put out there in the universe what it is that you expect to happen, what you believe will happen, what you want to happen. And I said to my friend, and this is how those negative voices will fool you. Well, maybe I'm not praying enough. Maybe I'm not reading the word enough. Maybe I'm not enough, enough, enough. And when you start allowing that to creep in, there is no area in your life that will ever be good enough, long enough. I told her, I said, listen, you have so much word abiding in you. All you have to do is reach down and pull out what you need. It is there. But you got to access it. When it's been planted there, when it's been there for years and years and years, all you have to do is start to access it. And stop living in doubt and start believing. I told her, I said, listen, DC downloaded from the Holy Ghost this point and power. I'm going to call it point and power of agreement. I said, listen, I'm going to agree with you. It just takes two people. I'm going to agree with you that your season is over. It is ending. But this is what it takes. This is the tricky thing about agreement. I can't just say it. You got to say it and believe it too for yourself. And I said, you know how long I stayed at a job that I absolutely did not want to be at, that became so much drudgery for me? I said, you know how many years I said, I'm just here for a season. Every year I said, my season is over. Every year. And people started saying, yeah, right. You said that last year. And didn't you say that the year before? I absolutely did. But what I understood then, and I understand it even greater now, is that words have power. I don't care how long it takes them to manifest. They have power. And I said it until the day that I walked out of a place where I knew my season was over and into the next place. It was years. And see, this is the funny thing. God will show you a thing, or you'll see a thing, and you'll know you're supposed to do that thing. But it's like, when is it going to happen? How much longer do I have to be here? And I would go through that. There would be one moment I would feel, okay, I've got it. I'm at peace. And then there would be something that would come to ruffle me. There would be that ebb. You know, you have the flow, but then here comes the wave, the ebb. And then I'd have to start all over again in finding that place of flow. And I'm telling you, if you just really start to change your thinking, you will find your place of flow. And those things that just absolutely got underneath your skin and bothered you to no end, you'll be able to look over that. And you'll be able to say, okay, those are forces that are trying to come against me. I'm not going to bite. I'm going to love that person right where they are. I'm going to be kind to them. I'm going to do my part. And I'm going to speak every single day. This is a new season. My season is ending. I'm moving into the next thing. And when you start to say it, even if you've been saying it for years, I guarantee you, you can look at this person sitting on the microphone right now and you can say, okay, if it worked for them, it could work for me. But you know what? You can't just do it two or three days. You can't just do it two or three times. You got to be consistent, and most of all, you got to be persistent. We want to thank Amerigroup Real Solution for providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. If you and your family need help, Amerigroup can help you. And here's the number. It's 800-454-3730. They are helping more families, more moms, and more children than anybody, and they can help you. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, Sinla Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. It is a program we absolutely love. If you're a senior and you're 55 years old or older, and you want to be the change in a young person's life, you can literally share today and help shape tomorrow. And not only that, you can get paid for it. You can get a stipend. You can get gas mileage. You can get meals. And it's as simple as a phone call, 318-484-2260. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. It's 846 Central Standard, 946 Eastern, and we gotta take a break. We're back right after this. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start, at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
The credit union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about, for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get
down? Oh, yeah. It feels good. I don't know how you feel on this Tuesday morning, but we've got plenty of momentum, and we're sending it your way. We want to remind you that Dillard's in the Alexandria Mall, celebrating 75 years of style, is having their sensational evening this Thursday, December 5th. It's a great opportunity for military, fire, and police to go in and save 20% on everything, cosmetics, whatever it is that you're purchasing. They're honoring you with that 20% discount. It's a great time to get your Christmas shopping done. And ladies, it's a great time for you to stop. Hey, I've already told you about those thoughts. Pamper yourself. I don't know about you, but it always makes me feel good when I get new products. They have got an incredible beauty team at every counter to satisfy even the smallest of your needs. If you're saying, you know what? It's certain things that I just don't use because I just don't know how to. Well, here's your opportunity. December 5th, it's going to be all day. It's going to be Dillard's Alexandria. And you know what? It is going to be a great time, great food, great music, great fun. So go out and get yourself some newness Thursday, December 5th. Also want to remind you that Rashad Bristow, a good friend of the OPT Network, he's an author, he's a motivational speaker. Well, they've got an incredible event happening. It's called Developing a Champion Spirit. I love it. It's an anti-bullying seminar, and it is going to be happening this Saturday, December the 7th, at the library, Rapides Parish Library. Rashad was not only a DARE officer and a juvenile probation officer, I'll spit it out, but he is just an incredible person. And he's got a lot to say about anti-bullying. It's a place where it strengthens you in your struggle. It helps you from being bullied to backbone, having some backbone. And it revolutionizes. DC says backbone. Don't brutalize. And then he's going to talk about the golden rule. For more information on how you can connect, this is going to be at the main library, 411 Washington Street, right here in Alexandria. You can call Miss Faith Johnson, 318-445-2411, extension 1036. It's a great opportunity for you to take your kids, to take yourself, and to just go out and hear Rashad's incredible story. It is a story that, if you don't know it, it's one that you just absolutely don't want to miss, and you don't want your kids to miss it. And we're going to be talking more about it this week, so we'll let you know more information on that. Just want to remind you, as we're wrapping up the morning, you know, we've decided that this is the Thankful Zone. We need momentum every single day, so we're going to keep reminding you about the momentum that you need to do whatever it is that you're doing in this season, and how you can be positive and you can thrive right where you are. But you know what? It takes a made-up mind. It takes pushing through. And you know what we have found? That when you just start to show gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, it just absolutely changes. It changes the landscape. And I hope this morning that you listened not just with your ears, but with the acuity of your heart. This is like a heart check. Because when our feelings are hurt, it hurts our heart. It hurts the deepest sense of who we are. But you know what? You can move past that. And you can determine that you're not going to be pitiful, but you're going to use this opportunity to excavate. Remember that word? To excavate, to dig out the power that lives in you. As always, we want to thank you so very much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. The reason why we do it is because we love you. But what we know is that God loves us all even more than that. So in the course of the day, in the course of this moment, don't forget to love yourself. But most importantly, don't forget that you can be the change that you want to see. And remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. And remember, tomorrow is Wine Down Wednesday, and you don't want to miss it because we have got a great show on point that is going to help you. Have a great day, everybody.